small wood stoves, wood heating stoves upstairs.
So you had three fireplaces then?
Three fireplaces.
One in the parlor, one in the living room, one in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the and you slept in the in this the beds were in the living room or family
room. Family room. Mm-hmm.
And then the smoke went up the
chimney.
Okay.
And how, chimney. I guess I better say.
Okay. Give me your national pronunciation. And the part of the fireplace that extends out on the floor.
The hearth.
You know, and the things that hold the wood in place. Two things.
Now, I didn't call it lintels. We just called it a mantle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now the mantle's above, isn't it?
Well, my impression of the mantle was the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
It was built flat against. It didn't have posts and mirrors and all those things. It was a homemade.
Yeah. No. Well, there are two things I'm interested in. One is, now, if you're going to put something, the children are small, if you had a vase or something you didn't want them to get at, and so you might put it up on this thing.
Well, I'd say the mantle. Did your father?
Did your father? That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Did your father call it a mantle? Mm-hmm. Did he ever call it anything else?
No, not that I recall.
Did you ever hear? Do you remember any of your neighbors or anybody ever calling it a fireboard?
No, I don't believe I ever heard that.
And then the things inside the fireplace that hold the
dog irons.
Yeah, that's
That's what we always call them.
Now, if you had a big piece of wood in there that maybe you were going to use for
a backlog.
Okay. And then how did you get a fire started? What kind of...
You laid the backlog in first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the forestick
mm-hmm.
was a little stronger one. And then in between you had smaller wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then kindling underneath.
Did you use any kind of pine ever to start a fire?
Yes, if it were available. Sometimes they would gather pine knots to fish with in the spring, and if he had some pine left over,
he'd use it for floats.
To make a fire with and to make a light at night.
Yeah, but for fishing.
Fish were shoaling
sure.
in the river.
Uh-huh.
He had a friend that lived over on Powell River, and Daddy would take a wagon load of pine knots over
uh-huh.
there, and they'd fish for a night or two. He had this a wire container
uh-huh.
to hold those pine knots, and they made the light.
I see. You never used the word lighter, though, or lightwood for that, the wood you'd start. Do you ever call it rich pine?
No,
just
I don't think so.
Just pine
mm-hmm.
nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, when you had a stove for heating, did you go from the fireplace to a stove? And the stuff you clean out of the pipe is...
Soot, we call it.
Okay, all right. And the stuff you clean out of the fireplace is...
Ashes.
Yeah, okay, and the color of the paper is...
White.
Yeah. Let's try to get white ashes, but ashes are very rarely white. No, it doesn't usually work. And I'm sitting in a
chair.
Now, what other what kinds of things did you have for in the house when you were a child, especially the different pieces?
Let's see. In the family room, we had two beds and a dresser and a desk and chairs. I guess that's all.
And those were all pieces of
furniture.
And now, would the what was the dresser like?
It was an oak dresser with three drawers underneath and two little drawers at the side, a mirror in the center, and a little shelf on each side of the mirror.
Uh-huh. Now, if something was kind of similar to that, and maybe it didn't have the two little steps with the little drawers and the mirror, it was just a tall thing, more like on the order of a